Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Learn to think using thought experiments, how to expand your mental horizons, understand metacognition, improve your curiosity, and think like a philosopher. Clear Thinking and Fast Action, Book 5, written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton. There was a time when mankind knew so much less about the world. We take so much of what's around us as a given, forgetting where it came from. Look around you, and you'll see that almost everything was, at some point, discovered or created by some enterprising or curious human being. The devices you use daily, the symbols making up the language you're reading right now, the mechanics of the electricity powering your home, all the medical marvels that went into keeping you alive and well in this moment. Ignore the fact that someone once had to look at a cow and decide, I'll try to drink whatever comes out of these pink things. Each of these accomplishments had to be fought for and won, one tiny step at a time. Much of what our modern world is made of comes directly from the diligent effort of people working to understand the universe and create their own inventions. All this scientific and technological progress was made not simply by sheer force of will or strength, but by using the scientific method and seeing the world in a way that prioritizes rational argument founded on sound empirical or logical data. In other words, the experiment is a mental tool so immense, so valuable, and so central to the survival of our species that it's hard to imagine where we'd be without it. It takes us from point A to point B, and it lets us know that we are directly affecting the world we inhabit. Instead of cowering in the face of the unknown, the experiment allows you to systematically and logically ask questions of the world around you and make sense of the answers. It's a tool to gradually pull back ignorance and reveal useful facts and information, unearth new possibilities, or show us where we've made an error. Of course, in this classical view, you may be thinking of the quintessential experiment. A scientist in a lab poking around with test tubes or wires, or a clinical trial for a new medication. The truth is, we conduct experiments all the time, formally and informally, consciously and unconsciously. Anytime we deliberately manipulate conditions around us and carefully note the outcome, we're doing an experiment. Granted, not every experiment is going to be rigorous or perfectly sound. Nevertheless, experimentation is a method of patterning and understanding our encounters with the world. The concept behind this book is that some of the best experiments can be done with nothing more than your mind. Eons ago, humans had to learn things the hard way. If you wanted to know if a berry was poisonous or not, you ate it and hoped for the best. But if you survived, everyone could learn from your actions without having to incur any risk themselves. Gradually, people could build on what they already knew so that less and less had to be done concretely out there in the world. This is somewhat less efficient, and such experiments cannot always be seen. Thought experiments are conducted in a similar spirit. If we explore new areas, arguments, and scenarios mentally rather than literally, we're freed from so many limitations. What would be impossible or impractical to do physically is possible with nothing more than careful thought. Thought experiments are not subject to any moral or natural laws, can be done relatively quickly, and have, for the most part, no real-world consequences. Their strength is that they give us the opportunity to fully flesh out certain hypothetical possibilities without committing to them practically. They allow us to discover aspects of ourselves we might not have otherwise and think of the ramifications of certain possible acts long before we are technologically capable of them. There are countless innovators who, if asked where their inspiration came from, will point to speculative sci-fi from centuries prior or whimsical what-if questions that spurred their curiosity. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.